Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
For 25 years, Seth Lightman has seen it all. From the newest electric car revolution, solar power, bike lanes made in NYC. And now we are here. More electric cars, need for more renewables and eco-friendly products in our world. Well, now it's time for an all-out podcast for this time. You're listening to The Green Living Guy Show. He's funny, real, exactly on point. And some think his style is so raw, it's crazy. Let's do this, folks. It's time for The Green Living Guy Show with Seth Lightman.
What's up, everybody? It's Green Living Guy Show. Good afternoon. Wow, it's fall season, my favorite type of time because my birthday's coming up. But seriously, folks, we have in my fall season, we have to have good things being talked about. We're doing Drive Electric Week and all that kind of fun stuff. But today we're talking with a great friend that I have met through Clubhouse and has been an extreme supporter and even just got her own EV. So we'll be talking about that. Say hello to Kelly Mallison, folks. Kelly is heavily involved in a line of products called doTERRA. And we'll talk about that. But Kelly, thank you so much for being on the Green Living Guy podcast.
Well, I'm so excited to be here. We've been missing each other and not making it connected. Now we are here together. This is amazing.
Yes, yes. The stars did not align prior to this to making things work. I was out of alignment, but now we're here and we're having the podcast. Yeah, folks, my things have been a little hectic in my life. In the past 2 years, I lost two uncles, and I just put my dog down after 13 years. Uh-huh. So it's been a little rough for me, but I'm here, I'm aligned, and I'm ready to go. So that's all that really matters. So Kelly has sent me a bunch of these products, and I got to tell you, the one for breathing has really been fantastic for me. You take a couple of these, and it just opens you up. I mean, like, you know, I've seen some products out there, but it seems like, you know, there's a bunch of companies kind of trying to do this thing where they get people and to sign up and do these regular recurrings and all that kind of stuff. But it's nice to find a company when you get a product that actually works, folks. You know, like for a while I was working with one company who kept sending me vitamins, and I just felt like I was well, we could say it. We're on the Green Living Guy podcast. It felt like I was peeing out my money. So it's just like in and out. But it's nice when you get into some products that actually do something for you and make a difference in your life. And I feel and I see as Kelly is moving in her space, as I've been watching on Instagram and we've been chatting, and now she's got a EV9 that she put a deposit down for. So we've been checking each other out and doing our thing, but it's nice to meet a person in a company that's trying to come up with some good products for people. Tell me how you got involved in the green space to begin with.
Well, I've always been looking for natural products. I have 4 kids. And when my kids were little, I was always trying essential oils, natural products. The thing that started for me was when I became pregnant with my first kid, I got really sensitive to fragrance. And lots of times people talk about essential oils and they refer to it as fragrance. Fragrance.
It's all about the smell. Everybody does, ooh, let's try this essential oil so that I can, that the house smells not.
But the thing is, there's a big difference between different essential oil brands. So we only use pure oils. We don't work with a middleman. Sometimes what other companies don't know is that there's a middleman that's working between the farmer and the company, and everyone's trying to make a buck, so they interfere with the oils that they're sending. And so you may not be getting a pure product. So doTERRA, we test the oils at the farm, and then we test the oils once they get to doTERRA, so to be put into the bottle. So wherever they're being distilled, and we source our oils where they grow naturally in the world, grapes, like wine grapes. You know, if you want your Bordeaux to come from France, and you would like to have your Pinot Noir from California, you know, like there's just certain places where the grapes grow better. So we make sure that we're getting all the stuff where it grows well. So I was I'm actually a medium, and I do Reiki and another thing called access bars. And I was doing like a mediumship demonstration class. And my girlfriend came in, and she knew I wore patchouli as my perfume, which is like the dirty.
Yes, patchouli. Tea. Yes. I for years, and especially during my Grateful Dead years, I used to just call it dirt cologne.
Yeah. It smells like dirt, but it's just got this really earthy, grounding thing happening. So, so she knew I wore that. So of course I'm going to be the one she's going to target. So she's like, so if you know anyone who wants to do a business, here's some oils. Why don't you try them? I'm like, I'm not doing your network marketing company. No, thank you. And I'm a little bit of a salesman's dream. I was like, well, I'll look at the oils. And so I bought some oils, and then I found that all the natural products I'd tried prior to this really didn't have an impact. But once I got these oils, I really felt the impact. Like my kids hadn't slept through the night for 10 years. And I used an oil called Serenity and Vetiver. And I put it on the bottoms of their feet and they started sleeping. It was amazing. Put it in the diffuser, put a little bit on their feet. And the sleep was
out the front door. Are you serious? Really? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So could have been a coincidence. Or not?
But, no, it's not a coincidence. None of this is coincidence. Nothing in life is coincidence. Yeah. That's great.
So I'm 50. I've been using oils on my skin, in my body.
Yeah.
And, you know, it comes out. Like you can, when you start really nurturing yourself with like natural things, it's super, super, super helpful as far as like anti-aging, reverse aging, digestive stuff, like any kind of breathing, like, you know, opening up the airway, seasonal allergies, like there's different things you can try for. Like, I mean, I can't say this cures anything, but it certainly supports wellness.
Fair enough. There's nothing wrong with having a product that supports wellness. I mean, versus just something that you're buying to be in a club per se. Yeah.
No, like I've detoxed all of my cleaning products. Like whatever you're cleaning your house with, if you're using, if there's a fragrance, it's messing with like any fragrance.
Yeah.
That's not a pure essential oil is interfering with your endocrine system, which is your thyroid, which is your adrenals, which is your reproductive system, all of the things. And it interferes with it, and you're just not living a toxic free life. So, you know, reducing toxic load, we can't avoid toxins. They're in our food, they're in the air.
Yep.
So whatever we're putting on our body and in our body, if we can make it as clean as possible, that's our best choice.
Well, that's yes. And so there's your green connection. It wasn't just the trying a product. It was about removing toxins from your life. I mean, one of the things I've written about and have said to countless people is before you even get out of a shower in a day, there are some people put on over 150 chemicals before they even get out the shower.
Yeah.
And that's because it's your shampoo, your soap, your body wash, your conditioner, all that kind of stuff. So to be able to remove chemicals from your life that your daily your original habits were toxifying you, to remove those or to detoxify yourself is such a rewarding experience. It really helps your body, and you realize that you're detoxed. Your body kind of goes, thank you. It's about time. Thank you for getting rid of this. So, you know, that's a good thing. When did you on a time, I guess we'll put it on a timeline for you. When did you learned about doTERRA a few years ago?
2015.
A few years ago. So you've been involved in this since 2015.
Yeah.
And with your first child, you said.
No, I'd had them all by then. So my youngest was five. So my youngest was five, seven, nine. And then Jacob is 10 years older than my what? Yeah. So I have a stepson who's 25 too. So,
got it.
So I first started with those oils, and I don't know. Cause my daughter had all these diaper rashes, and I used all these lavender creams on it, and it just made them worse. And the reason why it made them worse is because it was actually perfume lavender. It wasn't actually
there's fragrances inside that stuff. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
People need to learn to read, the bottom parts of ingredients and things that they put in their body. Cause if you're seeing fragrance, red dye, this and that, color, you know, if you're seeing any of those kind of things, that should be a hard stop for you right there for buying it. Yeah.
So, and there's another part of this too, is that the nice part with doTERRA is that you can be like, okay, I want to reduce toxins. Just get going with doTERRA. Like you can just be like, we have everything. Like you said, the shampoo, we have shampoo, we have conditioner, we have body wash, and I don't want to be the Amway of essential oils, but you know, we really, the people that are involved with doTERRA, especially the people who are the wellness advocates, they are picky as heck with what's in everything they're using. So we pick apart the ingredients. If doTERRA comes out with something and we're like, well, I'm not sure about that. What is actually that? And so, you know, like everything, like we've got plain lotion that you can add your own oils into. So you can smell like a dirty hippie if you want, or you can smell like a lemon or a peppermint, whatever you choose. Yeah.
It's all good. It's all good. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Like you can choose whatever you want. And the fun part is that you don't have to be like, hey, I want to do this. Now you have a coach that helps you. Like whoever you decide to choose to get oils from is your oil coach, who tells you, like, can hone in on whatever health priority you have, and we can focus on that and make it improve your situation.
Well, that's good that there's a line of products that can affect everybody, because not everybody has the same illness or same toxicity. You know, certain people have certain things that they are predominantly putting into their body on a regular basis, and it could be different from what you're putting into your body. And to be able to, as you said, cater the removal of the toxicity to the person is a good thing, because that means that people have choices of how they can detoxify themselves and still smell how they want to smell, but in a more organic essential oils way, which instead of buying perfumes and fragrances from those popular stores, they might have nice names attached to them, but they're definitely full of toxins and endocrine disruptors and hormone disruptors. All those kinds of things that if you ever notice something's wrong with you, there's a direct correlation between what you're putting into your body. I mean, mind and body, you know, we always say that the body is the temple. So if you're putting stuff into your temple that's not constructive, it's going to be destructive. It's really, you know, straightforward philosophy here. It's just that I think people have a hard time pulling away from their traditional product lines. It's very difficult for people to stop using the thing that they felt that has been helping them for so long. Almost, it's really weird.
No, I know, it's so interesting. It's like, you know, even I tell you a little secret here. I have a daughter who is very, a bit rebellious right now. So you know, want to know how she's rebelling?
Oh, I know about those. I know about those. Yes, yes.
She's going to the store and buying fragrance things. I'm like, lady, we have all of this stuff at home. We do not need to buy that. And she loves it. And
she's like, nah, I'm going to still get it. Nah, I'm getting it. I'm getting it, Mom. You got nothing you can do. All right, yeah, I know.
So bad. I'm like, really? Because so say you were to use, you know, those soaps that when you wash your hands, your hands still smell like the fragrance.
Yes, the fragrance.
Yes, that is phthalates, spelt. I think it's phthalates, I think.
It's on my website, folks. If you spell it, you'll find it. But yes. We'll do a story about this podcast. But seriously, phthalates are really, really, really bad for yourself, folks. These are the simple things that people need to be realizing on a daily basis.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, like anything that comes up in the home with people, like kids or dogs or cats, actually, you can even use these essential oils around your pets. We have to do a little training around what you can use on your pets. But with doTERRA, we have like, you can use oils with your pets. Like, I mean, when my pup passed, she was 15 and she was lumpy. Like, you know, as they get older, they get all these lumps on them. And you can use things like frankincense and copaiba with your pets, like in their food. They can actually take it internally to help them with this kind of thing, even joints. It's interesting. It's very interesting
Great.
Yeah. So many things.
Yeah, that just shows how the products that people are creating nowadays are so friendly that you can even help your pets. I mean, think about that, folks, that it's safe for you and safe for your pet at the same time is a big thing. And we put toxins into our pets too, folks. So, you know, it's important that we not do that and we stick to a healthy lifestyle, because it creates a longer life for that dog. Really straightforward, you know. So tell me what you're doing with your promoting of the products. Meaning, I've seen you going to these conferences, but are you meeting people where they are, or you have? I know you have a team of people. Tell me more about your operations that I think people should be interested in.
So I have an international doTERRA team. I have team in Australia. I have team in Mexico. I have team in the Philippines, in Europe, all over the place, all over the States. I'm in Canada, and it's as easy as hopping on a Zoom. You know, like you can connect
with me. How did you get them? How did you get all of these people from all over the world? I mean, you're talking about, you're making it seem like it's so easy, but it's really not. So how did you build that?
Well, okay. So over time, people join, like get oils, they get some stuff, it works for them. And then they go, ooh, maybe I should do this as a business. I'm passionate about it. It lights a passion in people that, you know, if they've had something they've been struggling with for a long time and all of a sudden this works, then they want to share it with other people. And then those people share it with other people. And that's how it's just been. It's been an organic thing. I don't recruit people. People are just drawn to the product. So if they give the product a chance, and like, you know, are open to possibilities, anything, we can help you with all kinds of things. Emotional, my background's in psychiatric nursing. So I really help people with like mental health and like emotional support. I also have done things over since COVID. I've been on Clubhouse. I've been on Instagram. I've been everywhere.
Keep going.
Met quite a few people on Clubhouse. I've partnered up with my international female entrepreneur club. The Women Lady Hustler Society.
We need to give shout out to Rima, the Lady Hustler. I love her dearly. She has been a great friend of mine on Clubhouse since 2000 when I joined. And she's been a supportive individual during the time when they were putting icons on the cover of the app. Rima was one of the was an icon on Clubhouse, but she's an icon in her own right. And I can imagine networking with organizations or groups like the Lady Hustler Society. You're grabbing people very easily. I can see that happening now.
And being consistent and on there and like connecting and like educating, like, you know, the one thing, like, oils are not like a, I want to say, it's not like a, here you go, here's an oil, see you later, bye. It's like, it's here's my bottle of frankincense and I'm going to teach you what it's going to do for you. And then after you figure that one out, I'm going to teach you that you need to use this balance oil on your feet every day so you're not crabby with your kids. And then we're going to go on and on and on. Like, so it's like I will teach you and hold your hand to help you make an impact in your life and your family's life. And then, like, and then if it drives you, then there, it's a possibility. Like, I've been doing this business for, I didn't start off doing the business. I started in January of 2016, and I've been full-time, hardcore since I started, because it drives
me. That's fantastic.
Drive me. They make me excited, and I do vendor events. I do, like, in-person vendor events. I teach home parties. I now just opened up a new healing studio, and we're going to be hosting spa nights here and different
kinds. No way. That is amazing.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Congratulations. Yeah. That's a big thing.
Yeah.
So tell me about that. You're going to have a location, a brick and mortar?
Yeah.
So what are you going to where is it located, and where what are you going to be offering there? Tell me again.
Okay, so I'm in Surrey, British Columbia. So it's in a little like district called Cloverdale. It's kind of a cute little, it looks like they might film movies here on the street. It's a really cute little neighborhood. And it is, awesome. It's actually a pretty big space. We have 1500 square feet. I have an office. Yeah, it's huge. I've got my own office. And then my partner, she's got her office. She sells crystals and does Reiki. I do Reiki. I do Symphony of the Cells, which is an oil application down the spine and on the bottoms of the feet. I do something else called Access Bars, which is we have 32 points on our head. It helps us get rid of limiting beliefs, gets out of our head with ease. Yep. And then we're teaching different kinds of classes in here. And we've got space for other people to rent out a couple of different offices that they could do whatever healing they have. And I'm working on a website. I have a website that we're creating where people can, and I can also do Zoom Reiki sessions. I can do like over Zoom healing.
Yes. Yep. Yep. I might definitely give you a call on that. Definitely.
Okay.
That might be something that I'm down for, to say the least. I love doing Reiki. It's a good thing, to say the least.
Well, so, what you said you've been going through too, like it's good to like let go of some of that energy that you've held on to with losing your dog. And
oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's been rough. But to have a place like that, that, you know, a lot of the product company systems, as I'll call them, don't create brick and mortar opportunities to then let the products speak for themselves versus, you know, applying it into a certain application, meaning like a spa or a place where people can go and detox kind of thing. And then say, this is what we have, but not to push it down people's throats, but to just say, you have an issue, let me help you. And I use these products to help people along their journey towards less toxicity in their life. And that's a beautiful thing. And you do Reiki, and does anybody there do massage or anything like that, or no?
I have someone who's going to be doing, she does an intuitive healing massage. She'll be doing like one day a week in here.
This it can happen, folks. So, you know, Kelly, what I like about her is that she created not just a system for finding clients all over the world and stuff, networking and stuff like that, but she's applying it to like a brick and mortar space, like something that can people can use the product while they're going through their own healing. And then they can use you to guide them. It's a very special thing that you have here, because it's not just like, oh, let's get a party. Let's get, you know, who can we sign up? How are your monthly numbers? You know, I've seen it all, folks. So to have a thing that isn't like that makes me happy, because the more I see these client product systems, as I'll call them, I get a little skeptical, to say the least. So to find other ways of channeling to use those products is and helping people is commendable, because you're not just trying to get people to try and buy A, B, C, D, and E and say, look how you're healing yourself, meaning you're healing yourself, but you're a part of the process. You're flipping it on its, you're doing a 180 on it, which is saying, come to my place where we can help you. Let us help you. We provide services for that. But then if you want the products, this is what we're using on you. And then you can choose if you want to buy these products, or you could just buy the service from you. So it's a very innovative way of doing what you're doing. Because most people just go, come to my store, come to my, not my store, come to my event.
Yep.
Come to my event. You know, talk to me. Here's the products. Do you want to try them? And then they get hooked on this recurring thing without it. And then they have to go out there and sell and buy new people. And it's like, gets really frustrating when you're just trying to heal yourself.
Right. And the nice part about doTERRA is that you can become just a customer or you can choose to be an advocate. Like, so it's not like, so some people are like, oh, if I get my own wholesale account, that means I'm doing the business. You're not. You're just actually getting the benefits and the rewards from having a wholesale account.
Okay.
And
okay.
Yeah. So you don't. So you have your own wholesale account. You can order monthly if you want to. But if nothing lands with you, then you don't order monthly. You get your first initial order and then you never order again. But say you're like, oh, okay, well, I really love this oil, or I really love these breathe drops, or, or I'm into the vitamins, or I'm into, you know, we have something called On Guard soft gels, which through the cold and flu season, it's very good to support immunity. And, you know,
especially that might around now, folks. Yeah, we're in flu season, folks. So,
oh, every time I turn the corner, somebody's something. And so we've got stuff for that, which is, you know, like Vicks Vapor Rub is like, we've got breathe in a bottle. It's like in, you can use other things instead of things with petroleum jelly, which is not good, right?
Yes. And a lot of these things, folks, are made out of petroleum. They won't tell you that, but they are.
Right.
So how many people do you have in your office space that you're,
Right now it's me and my business partner, Olivia. She does Reiki and she's a crystal specialist. So she knows everything about crystals.
Okay.
We just opened on October 1st. We just got it in here. And
congratulations.
So,
this is a new announcement from you. I've never even heard about this from you. So this is a big thing.
Yeah. We're just doing our branding and getting our website going. So I haven't really been like saying much about it, but I'm going to start. So,
well, when you have a website, you're going to let me know so that we can get that out there to people.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, not just for the products, but like for your brick and mortar. We want to get people to come to you. You know what I'm saying? Like that's what it's about. It's not just about getting a product. It's about Kelly Mallison offering a way of life, and through her spa, being able to appreciate what she can do to help you detoxify and or smell better in a less fragrant way. Basically, creating a living a lifestyle that's toxic free.
Yes, 100%. Yes, I can support with that. And I mean, it doesn't have to be all or nothing. It can just be one part of your life that you want to detox. Like it could, it doesn't have to be like every single thing. So, you know, we can start slowly, which is the best.
It's a banner thing. It's a banner thing. So, from that, what else have you done that you've noticed helps your green living? Like, you've detoxified your family and all that kind of stuff. So what else in your life are you doing for green living? You're doing the EV9. Tell people about that.
Oh yeah. So I was going to buy a Tesla. I was all ready to go. I'd like applied for it and was waiting for it. And then all of a sudden the energy around buying a Tesla stopped. And I messaged you and asked you about it and you told me a few things and I'm nothing bad, but like, and then we're like, I really don't want to have like a 5-seater vehicle. I have a lot of people in my family. And then we did a little bit more research and they're getting older. So we don't have to like invite, like we don't have to all go in the car, all the places all the time. And so we looked into it and this EV9 by Kia is like a 7-seater. Yeah. It looks like a bit huge. Like it's really good. I used to drive a AT4, like a Yukon AT4. And
oh yeah, you know the drill. Yep.
So it's a big beast, that car. But I feel like I particularly had kind of wasn't. It didn't come off the thing. It was a bit of might have been a lemon. My particular vehicle. Everything just kept going wrong with it. Yeah. And so. Right from the get-go. And so then I'm like, so I sold my truck and now I'm sitting here driving my, we have like a Ford Edge and TL and they're old and I'm used to driving new cars all the time. So I'm, you know, I'm just sitting here sucking it up until the EV9's ready to go. So, and I'm excited for it. It looks like a cool car and I.
Yeah. It's going to be, we'll do a story about that. But the EV9, folks, is like, going to be the almost like the Honda Pilot or the big box vehicle that you want. I mean, and think about it, 7 passengers, so it's not, you know, a 5-passenger, it's a 7-passenger vehicle, folks, from Kia, all electric. So Kelly's doing it right, and I'm glad I could help her to find the right car for her, because everybody, as I've noticed in my process of helping people go green, that everybody has their own certain choices, their own certain desires. Sometimes they don't want Tesla. They want to get a product that they know or feel more confident in. So they go to the car companies, and Kia is coming out with this EV9. That's absolutely no joke. So you're living the dream there. This is great. Yeah. This is awesome. This is awesome.
Exciting. Yeah. So, you know, so, even if the first thing people do is they just swap out their candles and wax melt fragrance items, that is like the easy swap, like just for a diffuser and some like beautiful oils. That's the best place to start.
Okay. So let's talk about that for 1 second. Drill down on that for a few seconds here. Candles have fragrances in them too?
Yes.
Tell me more about that. This is a 911 here, folks. Or, you know, this is an update. This is an update. You know, we're learning something new here, folks.
Yes. So most candles are like, it's very hard to actually fragrance a candle with essential oils because pure essential oils are volatile. So that means that they actually evaporate when they go into the air.
Yeah. Volatile organic compounds. They call it VOCs. Yes. Go ahead. Go ahead.
So if you put, to make an essential, a candle with essential oils, if it says it's essential oils, if it smells, if the smell is strong, there's definitely fragrance in there. So you want to just have unscented soy candles are your best bet if you are burning anything that's waxy or beeswax.
So no Myers candles,
No, it's too hard. If they're very fragrant, you're gonna, and you know what? Before I did doTERRA, the funny part is that I did Party Light way before then, which was all candles, and I was all about my house smelling like mulberry and pumpkin spice. And in actual fact, those are not good for you. So
Okay.
you just wanna like, and I mean, just the fragrance isn't good for you. But candles are lovely, but just synthetic fragrance is not good. Not your friend.
Yeah, so there's the 411, folks. We dropped a gem today, folks. So it's not just essential oils. It's not just, like they got toothpaste or body wash or shampoo and all this stuff, but candles. Candles have fragrances in them. So if you smell a different smell, ooh, that smell. So if you smell that, you're gonna be smelling fragrances, folks, and that's chemicals. Chemicals going into your body through your skin, and breathing it in. So, and what, if you don't mind me asking, which is a really interesting question, in those candles, those scents, what are they made of? Fragrances?
So, which is like alcohols and like
Okay.
different plastic. So like the phthalates have,
Plastic, in your candles.
Like you will see if you're like burning a candle near the wall, like
Yes.
even it gives off some wax to the wall. Like so you'll see that it like sticks to things and like your room will sm if your room still smells like the candle when you leave, that is stuck to the walls. That is stuck on
That's
the
a giveaway. So that's a giveaway. So if the room smells after you've burnt the candle of that fragrance, that means the fragrance is sticking to the wall.
Like, but with oils, so there's some oils that are a little bit thicker. Like we talked about patchouli earlier.
Yes.
Patchouli and vetiver, they're a heavier particle. So those two oils, you will they th those smells stick around because that they're the particles of those, it's a little bit more of a resin. So it's a bit thicker. So just
But does patchouli have bed?
nope.
No, that's what I thought. Yeah, that's why people wear it. So, be careful, folks. I mean, now we're talking about candles, and this is something that we never talked about ever on a podcast or ever in a on a story that fragrant candles have toxins in them. You never and plastics. So you're burning plastic while you're burning the candle. That's not a banner move, folks. That's not really helping your endocrine system, your digestive system, your metabolism, any of that, and your hormones staying as healthy as possible. So we really need to, these are the kinds of things that I like talking about because it really focuses us. It makes us more intentional in the products that we buy. So I like learning about a new product that's not toxic derivatives that will then, when you burn it or you use it or you ingest it, it's going to create a worse. How do I tell people? I have a website for doTERRA.
I do. I actually have a website where you can like book time with me. It's
Good, 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 good.
KellyMallinson.com. And if so, KellyMallinson.com or on my link tree in Instagram. So in Instagram, you can find me. Just go into my link in there, like Kelly_Mallinson. And that's where you'll find you can book a 20-minute discovery call with me. We can go over whatever it is you need. You can choose it or not choose it. But if you book a call with me, we can go over like energetically what you require, as well as if you need oils, that's a thing too. And then I do Zoom sessions and the world is a smaller place since COVID, really.
So what I really love about what you're doing, and I really want to hone in on this, folks, is that what Kelly is doing is offering her services first. So she has services that she provides. And then if you want other things to help you, then there's doTERRA. But Kelly is the point of contact. We're going to have your links all on this podcast, so people will be able to click through to your links from your podcast. So we're going to describe, you know, put in a nice description and put all the links. We will add your links to my to my green business page, but we'll also add it to the green celebrities page, so that we can have you out there. Well, because everybody should know to go to Kelly Mallinson.com for their Reiki needs, for their balancing needs, for their detox needs, for their ability, for her ability to not just sell you products, folks, because I don't like pushing people that just sell products, but she's offering other things for you to help you detox, to live a better life. And to me, that's special because I really like working with businesses and people that offer something else besides just the product. I've dealt with people that just offer the product and then you never see, they almost ghost you. But with you, you're offering other services and your partner offices are offering services on crystals. And I know how important they are. Believe me, I do. I on the full moon, what do you think I did? I recharged my puppies. So don't think, you know, I feel you. I'm with you. And so I'm really trying to emphasize and come from the bottom of my heart here to say that what I like about what Kelly is doing is that she's not just giving you product options, folks. She's offering a lifestyle choice. She can help you with Reiki. She can help you with detoxification. She can help you with a whole slew of things. And then if you want to, there are these products that she offers at the same time. So that's a special person. That's a special opportunity. And that's more than what I have seen traditional companies doing. Usually they just have their website and their website is straight to the company and it's straight to the company's products. And there's no, how do I say it? There's nothing to them.
Right.
Kelly has more to her than that. Kelly has more to her and is offering more than just a website with products and getting it on a system. This, she is offering real stuff here. I'm going to probably, folks, I'm going to just drop a bottom line. I'm probably going to get a couple of Reikis from her. There's no question about it. So I said Reikis. I didn't say I'm going to her doTERRA or I should just run to her stuff. I'm going to need some other things from Kelly. And I'm saying that this is what is great about what you do and what your partner does is that you're offering this alternative energy lifestyle. And I mean not alt energy like solar and wind. I'm talking, you know, like how you shift your own internal energy.
Yeah.
Which is so essential. To be able to do that and to have great people to do that with, that's hard to find nowadays. Especially nowadays with everything being so hectic in this world, you need somebody to help you find your grounding and your center. And sometimes you need to reach out to do that. And it might not be from, you know, your family or whatever, but you need it from somebody on the outside who's not involved, who can help you cleanse and get rid of your bad energy. Because sometimes when you try and deal with releasing your energy with other family members, they're probably going through their own things. So it's better to just kind of like step out, zoom out, find other people that can help you and apply yourself to that. And I think that's what's exciting about what you offer. You're more than just a product or a person offering more. And I think that that's essential to anybody. And that's why I was energetically engaged with wanting to do something with you. Tell your story, because your story is more than just product. And that to me shows that there's a depth, willingness to really help somebody, and a willingness to, you know, you've been very helpful to me too, Liz. I've been going through my stuff,
you're like, you know, we could talk about it, or we can, you know, if you need to. So, you know, I love that, because I've been through some tough times in other times of my life, and they're just like, try this product. And right? I'll see you later. Yeah. I call it the ding dong ditch. You know, like, this is, you know, not like that with you. You're there to be present with people at all times. And that's special, because most systems don't do that. They don't stick. They stick to the system and not focus on the person. Right. But you're focusing on yourself, offering what you offer. And I want to encourage everybody to go to kellymallinson.com, which will be on my website, which will be promoting this podcast. And when we do a story about this podcast, we'll have all of our links in there too, so that people are aware how important. And there was that picture that you did, Kelly, that really struck me, struck a chord, where you were just kind of like breathing in your center and trying to be in alignment. And I think that kind of like summed up why I was so engaged with it, because you're really not just trying to.
Oh, good.
You're not just trying to do something like this. You know, I'm just throwing a car key. You know, like, you know, it's not like these people on Instagram that just go, ooh, try this thing that I'm holding in my hand, how great it is, blah, 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 blah. You're, right. You're coming from your space of how you feel in your life, which it's obvious you have a different energy about you than other people. And people would want to gravitate towards your energy and have you help them,
right,
versus anything else. So I find your way of doing business innovative, exciting, and something that people really need to get a hold of, you know. So we're going to make sure that people are aware of your services and what you offer, because you're offering more than just buy for $9.99. You're offering like a real healthy.
We don't.
Yeah, you're a spa. You're a spa, and you're.
I'm a human spa. Look, you're cutting out again.
That's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. Right. I love when people are able to do more than just create a product line, but create a brand around them. And a service around what they do. And from that are alternative options of things they could do and buy to bring home, but you're really focusing on yourself. And that's special. That's your secret sauce, as I would call it. So everybody, one small step at a time. Today, besides doTERRA, is Kelly Mallinson. KellyMallinson.com. And I want people to really reach out to her, because she's a special friend who has been there, consistent, and shows how her, by doing this, how her own energy is growing and developing. I can see it. So that's beautiful. And we're going to focus in on that going into 2024, about being in a better place inside. So being more centered,
yes,
more in line with your own energy, I think is essential. So Green Living Guys, one small step at a time, is KellyMallinson.com, KellyMallinson.com. Kelly, thank you so much.
Thank you so much
for the time that we've taken together. And I really was glad that we took the time to talk about and drill down on what you're doing. That's more than that's your brand, you. What you're doing, not just offering other products. So folks, if you're in Canada or in the BC, you want to check her out. But if you are not, she does virtual, and she does, you know, Zoom and Reiki. So check her out, folks, because going into 2024, with all the stressors in life, we need to have more alignment in our life and more center. And for people that can help us doing that, that's a special thing. And Kelly can do that. And that's why my energy has been attracted in alignment with Kelly. So thank you again.
Thank you.
We will be talking soon. We will get this podcast out, and it will be out there forever on iHeart, iTunes, Spotify, all the places that you need to go. It'll be there for your podcast listening.
Peace. Yes. Thanks.
You've been listening to the Green Living Guy Show with your host, Seth Lightman. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. We really appreciate that effort. Until next time.